Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies, you remember being a little girl and you'd maybe give one of your dolls to a friend because you didn't think you wanted it anymore. And then suddenly you're like, I want that back. And they're like, no take backs. That's a legit thing when you're like six. I don't know if it's a legit thing when you're an adult with a legal issue. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
So there is a couple from Lyons, okay? They want their gas station back. There is a Gulf gas station that they donated more than 20 years ago, and they want it returned because it has sat unused for decades. All right, so this couple, Jim and Robin, donated this Route 14 gas station to the Wayne County Historical Society way back in 2002 with the understanding it was going to become a visitor center. The Historical Society was like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll make this into a visitor center. Sat empty. Then the Wayne County Regional Bank bought that property from the Historical Society. So here the Historical Society selling something that they didn't even pay for. It was donated to them. $65,000 is what the Historical Society got for it.
My question here is, was there any stipulation that legally they would get it back if it didn't get used for
If you donate
purpose.
Money, let's say I donated $1 million to this organization. I said, this $1 million is to be used to build blank. And then they decide, you know what, we're not going to use it for that. We're going to use it for this. Am I allowed to get my money back that I donated for that same purpose? Because it's kind of the same thing, right? Like
it is.
They're donating, if they're using it how they see fit. Is it in writing? Is it in like in a clause that if this is not used, or was it...
That's
you know, a gentleman's handshake of, yeah, I want our town to thrive. Because did you know Lyons has a peppermint museum because it's one of the first places in the United States that peppermint oil was widely distributed.
What are you on this Historical Society?
Well, really? I didn't sell the gas station.
It's so crazy to me that it sat empty. This, I feel like. Just something as simple as, okay, I donated a bag of dog food to the Humane Society. And then the Humane Society, instead of taking that food and feeding the animals, goes and sells it to someone.
Kind of the same thing.
Right?
It's but like, that money is benefiting the organization, and you donated it with the intent to benefit the organization.
I donated it for the food. So I think this couple, will they get caught up in court? Probably. Legally, I don't know if they can get it back, but as far as I'm concerned, give them back their empty gas station so they can turn it into a visitor center.
252-WBEE, 252-9233. Call us and join in on the conversation. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that I can see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. If I give something with an intention and someone promises me they're going to do something with it and then they just sell it for cash, I'd be frustrated. But then again, if I'm the company that is going to be needing to offload it, I need the cash. I don't need an empty building. Things change and people change. So, unfortunately, I think they're going to lose in court. But, hey,
yeah.
I give them a hell of a try to at least try to do it.
I think it just stinks all the way around. You know, it sat empty for 20 years. They're like, here, take it.
That's a whole generation.
That's like
a kid could have grown up, gone to high school, gone to college. And the building was still sitting there empty.
Have the right to vote.
Right.
Almost be ready to be legally able to drink alcohol.
Right.
And then now they want it back.
Yeah.
Yes. You're
this
right.
The gas station could have gone off to war.
I know.
Right. Let's go. See, I wonder what happens like with engagement rings. If I get TJ, propose I give you an engagement ring and then, you know, 20 years down the road, we're still not married. And you're like, I'm not marrying you. Do I get that ring back?
No, you never get the ring back.
Well, you do.
Oh.
Well, first of all, TJ is way out of your league, bro.
Hold me back, ladies.
Oh, God.
Don't make me go down there. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
This has almost gotten out of control.
No, it hasn't.
It's so much smack talk, I don't think anyone's ever going to hit anyone.
So Logan Paul, big YouTuber, wrestler guy, challenged anybody in the NFL to get in the boxing ring with it. And it it ends up he can't get in the boxing ring with anybody because contractually he's not allowed to because of his wrestling thing.
And he's like, you're so lucky I can't kick your butt.
Following the same logic, I think there's a bunch of people in Rochester that I could take.
Rochester media
that I could take. Mm-hmm. So we ran down the list. One of them was a guy down the hall, a 98 PXY. Did we say both of them?
That we could take them?
Yeah.
We both said we could not take Breezy, you and I both could take Moose.
Okay, well.
Because of his pants.
He's been calling our hotline all morning. So I just want to see what he has to say because I still think I could take him. I still think you could take him. Hello, The Bee.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Suck. Why are you?
Are you in a wind turbine? What's happening right now?
Why are you guys talking so much smack this morning? If you can't, basically, I don't think you can back it up. And
this
that's
is
why
the
this
problem, is that Billy was inspired by
Logan Paul
and this whole, like, you know, I'd fight anyone in the NFL for $1 million at the WWE.
That's your first mistake, Billy. So, thank you so much.
So now Billy is like, you know, it's easy to challenge people when you know that your company's not going to let you do it.
Look,
it's funny. I haven't heard Billy speak once. Where is Billy? Did he go to the bathroom during this call?
Just like Logan Paul, his contract with the WWE says that he's not allowed to box. And I believe in our Odyssey contract, I legally can't get in the ring with you. So this is all theoretical.
Who said anything about boxing?
It's a boxing thing.
No, we'll do it on the street.
Yeah, we could do it on the street,
Let's
Billy.
Go.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth is?
Why are you hiding down there in the corner? Come on, let's go right now.
You've never walked by this door once this morning.
No, you haven't. Oh, because he's scared.
We're doing a show. Look, we're doing a show.
I'll tell you this. I am more scared of Breezy than I am of Moose.
And you should be.
Exactly.
You should be.
Yeah, you say that now, but you have no idea how much creatine I've been sucking down every single morning.
Oh, God.
Billy, you don't need to worry about me physically fighting you, but I will slice you with my words, so...
And then she'll throw glitter in your eyes.
Also, I have something I want to say to Hope.
Oh, you know my name today? Because for the last year, I've been Paige, so I really didn't think you'd know if I was fighting you. You don't seem to know who I am most of the time.
You know what, Paige?
Even though you're talking trash, I'm still finding ways to be respectful because I'm a gentleman. But I just want to say that if I'm going to fight Billy, then I have to fight you too because you guys are a team.
And you did talk crap about his pants.
So meet me on the sidewalk at 10:15 this morning.
Let's do it.
Bike rack.
Right, I'm not afraid of you.
I'll see you guys on the street.
Smell you later.
The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's court of public opinion, Matt from Hamlin writes in. Yesterday, I knew I would be starting my workday with a big staff meeting, so I thought I would be nice and bring in a couple of dozen donuts for everyone to snack on. After picking them up, I got stuck in not one, not two, but three different accidents. Encountered an episode of road rage and was stressed about being late for the meeting, so I was admittedly tense when I walked into the room barely on time. It was when I put the donuts down and one of my coworkers chimed in, "It was nice of you to bring something healthy." With that, I let my stress get the best of me, looked right at them and said, "Well, then don't freaking eat one." And I sat down for the meeting. I know it wasn't a good look in front of essentially the whole company, but I guess that's what I get for trying to be nice. So my question is, do I apologize to my boss and that coworker, or do I just let it go? 252-WBEE
252-9233. What a jerky coworker. I don't know. Maybe they were trying to be funny. Like, thanks for bringing something.
Wrong time for
just
sarcasm.
Bad timing.
He was having a bad day anyways.
I don't know.
Why would you be rude about someone bringing in free food?
Right.
Spent their own time and money to bring that in.
I don't think they'd have to apologize. I think the coworker who was snarky should apologize. But I don't think an apology is necessary.
We used to work with somebody that had issues with certain kinds of food. And they would scrape off said donuts. They would scrape the frosting off of several donuts and eat that and leave a note saying, thanks for bringing stuff for those of us with
gluten allergies. Yes.
That was the passive-aggressive way of saying, you better take care of me next time or I'm going to destroy the rest of these donuts. And it almost feels like that's what this was.
That's aggressive.
That was very aggressive. Yeah. And it happened more than once.
Yeah. And to that coworker, I don't think you need to apologize, but we want to hear from you. 585-252-9233.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, Matt from Hamlin writes in, yesterday, I thought it would be nice to bring in a couple dozen donuts to work. I got stuck in multiple accidents, was super late running into the meeting, and as I was setting the donuts down, one of my coworkers chimed in was, it was so nice of you to bring in something healthy. And to that I said, well then, don't freaking eat one. Sat down the meeting. I know it wasn't a good look in front of everybody, but I guess that's what I get for trying to be nice. So, do I apologize to my boss and that coworker, or do I just let it go? 252-WBEE 252-9233. Let's head to the phones.
I'd say don't apologize, but next time I'd bring in a dozen donuts and an apple and just tell her I don't want you feeling left out.
Yeah. Just really point out the fact that she was a jerk about it, or we don't even know the coworker.
Right. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
The problem with that is you'd bring an apple and they'd be like, oh, I don't process apples well. Do you have any bananas? You will never satisfy that person. Never.
What's so funny is the text line is really divided. I agree with TJ, no apology. But then you hear from actual managers who want to really address the situation and be like, I would sit them both down, figure out what was wrong, you know, make sure each other apologize to each other. So, you know,
adults.
They want...
Just let them be adults.
As a manager, I would have a discussion with the staff member who made the comment as inappropriate. The staff member that said, oh, it was so nice of you to bring in something healthy.
Yes, the one who was snarky. It was inappropriate, they say, and demeaning. And it demeaned the person who went out of their way for something kind. I would also have interjected, thank you for the donuts in front of everyone in the meeting. So then that employee was aware and it was a kind gesture. That's ridiculous. Like you said, we're grown-ups.
We're grown-ups.
You know what? Don't eat it then.
All right. Well, the text messages, the phone call pretty much are all on one side. No need to apologize. Nope.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.